I asked these two questions. What were the delay in all of the beds in terms of Sligo University Hospital? And the first thing I wanted to know, what was the delay in the repurposed unit? So I got my answer back from the Regional Health West Forum and indeed from the Minister's Office, where they said that upgrade works are near completion on the ward at St John's Community Facility, and the additional 26, it is, acute off-site beds will be ready. They're being handed over by the contractor early December, and the commissioning of the ward will take place in December, and staffing are expected to open the beds on the 30th of December. So those additional beds now will be ready on the 1st of January, I would say, which is needed, very much needed immediately. So that is good news that those additional beds now will take some of the pressure off the emergency department and the bed overcrowding at Sligo University Hospital.
You mentioned ease the pressure. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Is easing the pressure of the already stretched services.
Absolutely, because also the second question I asked was about the 42 beds, and unfortunately that project has been put out by another 3 months because the contractor, who was the desirable contractor, has withdrawn from the tender process. So now those beds won't be ready for once the work begins for 2 years. So just myself doing the maths there, that'll be 2.5 years from now. So that'll be 2027, maybe around March, April, May. So again, we may need to look, and I will be asking these questions because while this now will take the pressure off a little bit, we are in a very overcrowded situation at Sligo University Hospital, and they may have to look at other contingency plans during these years while we're waiting for the new build to provide other beds. So there could be other options in terms of modular buildings. I mean, I'm just putting out that there, but I will certainly be asking those questions. What plans are in place to deal with contingency plans to address this overcrowding and the ED overcrowding, the overcrowded in terms of lack of bed capacity, and just what we all are as a community experiencing.